When your money's on the line, choose a trusted sportsbook that gives you tools to win, like MyBookie. At MyBookie, doesn't matter if your team's up or down, you can easily cash out or bet the game live to come out on the winning side. Use MyBookie for daily odds boost, same game parlays, I like teasers, and take advantage of the huge prize pool contest. Plus, MyBookie currently has a no strings attached cash bonus that lets you deposit, withdraw quick. Carries a one-time rollover, can't find that anywhere else. Just use promo code 49ers, 49ERS, or scan the QR code on this video right next to my face here to claim your own cash deposit bonus now. That's promo code 49ers. So try my money bag. You basically roll the dice and it picks a team and gives you extraordinary odds on who's going to win the Super Bowl. Lots of fun options there, so bet anything, anytime, anywhere, and I do mean anywhere, wherever you are, you can bet with MyBookie. Just make sure you use the promo code 49ERS, and let's go. Let's make some money together.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? It is absolutely incredible to be with you guys. It is Tuesday, and that means it's the John and Wayne Show. We've got a great show planned for you guys. We're going to be talking a myriad of topics. We're jumping 2024. We're talking this wild card round. We're talking next week. We're talking GMs. We're talking all kinds of craziness. It's going to be an absolute blast show today. Wayne, how are you, my friend? You won the championship.
Yeah, man. Like the Michigan Wolverines have won the 2023 college football championship this year, NCAA, whatever it is you want to call it. I'm so happy. I was so happy that I went to bed immediately after the game.
Did you like, really?
I had to, because that game took so much energy, you know, even though it was ended up being 34-13. But if you watch that game, it was like zero offense for like two quarters.
Yeah, it was weird. Tell it two halves, big time. And then
big time. And then they flipped the switch, right? And so, look, it was a great win. Congratulations to former 49ers head coach Jim Harbaugh. It was good to see the Harbaugh family in the building. Dad Jack, brother John, mom, sister. They were all there.
Everybody was there, man.
Yeah, it was pretty cool to see that. But congratulations to Jim. And I'm hoping somehow he stays in Michigan, because that's where he just seems the most happy. But who knows? The teams are going to be calling and money talks. And, you know, bull stuff walks, you know.
Yeah, I like that. Right here, Joe, what are the chances Coach Harbaugh will serve chicken at the victory dinner? That is the question of the hour, and I absolutely love it. Absolutely love it.
Well, I'm hoping we get a Harbaugh Oh, we got the Harbaugh. So I'm hoping we get a Shanahan and then I get a Joe Mazzulla. Like, I tell you what, if I get all three championships, I'm going to just go back to work full time. That's what
I'm
going to.
And I'll say this. I hate Michigan. I really do. I've made this very well known. I was rooting for Michigan and I hated myself, but I love Harbaugh. I love Wayne. And I was just like, the whole time I was like, I don't like this, but I was happy. I was rooting for them, even though I was like, I had this inner turmoil. Like, no, dude, you hate Michigan. You've hated him your whole life. But I'm very happy that it went the way that it did. And I think he's going to be leaving for the NFL. You agree, Wayne?
Yeah, I think it's time. And he's been taking pay cuts to get the staff that he wanted there at Michigan. And I think he feels like, yeah, you got all the stuff. There's going to be more sanctions coming at this point. I think he's just going to walk away. He got the chip, walk off into the sunset, get back into the NFL, and we'll see what happens.
I like it. I do want to just take a moment. Yes, don't bother prayers. Me. You know, just want to say passing of his father today, this morning. I just want to say, one, we love you. Steven's one of the people that, you know, he showed up to your recording when we were doing your music video, and I had a wonderful time just getting to know him personally. I'm so sorry, and just want to let you know this community's here for you. We love you, man, and, you know, if you need to talk, just hit me up. Any way that we can, but in the meantime, hopefully some talk about the 49ers getting your minds off things will suffice. But man, just want to let you know we're going through with you, and we love you, brother. So
definitely praying for you, bro.
Always reach out for those. Yeah, it's huge, man. Don't go through things alone. And so we love you guys. So what's up, JP? We got lots of hashtag BBs, hashtag CCs. We got the great JP. We got Ed Nesbitt. We got all these great guys in here. I freaking love it. Grand. We got Chrissy in the house, Mosquito Killer. This is awesome. I absolutely love Darren 808, man. Hopefully Hawaii's treating you well, my friend, which Hawaii probably always is.
Always.
Yeah. What's up, 49er Jeff? Appreciate you guys. So let's talk. Let's jump to the wild card schedule.
Woo, 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 woo!
Shout out to Helmet Addict, the Twitter account. This graphic, which I love, it's the old school. You remember the old plastic helmets that were like super small and they had like the face mask? Oh, he's got one right there. How did I like how Wayne and I are brothers?
That one don't count. You, here we go. That's the only one that can.
Plastic, like, you know, finger helmets. I don't know what they're called. Those things were awesome. And so they created. Oh, there it is. There's the Niners one. See, that's better.
That was way better.
And so they created this graphic, the wild card week. And I want to talk through a lot of this because the 49ers got the bye week. That's easy. But the schedule for the rest of the games are out. Okay. So we just care about the NFC. AFC, I don't even care. You know, you look at the games, the AFC teams are playing early. They got both Saturday games. So if we look at the games for Sunday, Cowboys against the Packers, they play Sunday 4:30. Then you've got Lions Rams Sunday 8:00. These are Eastern times. And then the Monday night game is Bucks Eagles. Now, here's what I care about. Last year, I went through the 2022 playoff schedule and seedings to see who gets the Saturday games and Sunday games. Mm-hmm. Now, last year, both number one seeds played on Saturday on the divisional round. That's a little bit harder this year. Now, here's what I thought was most interesting, okay? Because the Giants and the Eagles last year, the Giants were the sixth seed. The Eagles were the one seed. That was the matchup in the divisional round. They played Sunday in the Giants played Sunday in the wild card game and then played Saturday in the divisional game. That's the exact same matchup as what the Packers are playing currently. So in my opinion, this is just my opinion, if the Packers win, that's the clearest route to who the 49ers opponent will be. If the Packers win, I think the 49ers will be playing on Saturday. I think they'll get one of those Saturday games because that was the same Giants time frame in the wild card last year, and they won, and then they had to play Saturday against the one seed. It's the same thing. So the same time slots, I think the NFL will do that. Any of the other games take place, 49ers are going to be playing on Sunday. What do you think of that, Wayne?
Yeah, I think I agree with you, and I know it's hard to plan. As of right now, but I think the 49ers are going to want to play football. I think they want to get back to playing football, get back to winning because they took an L toward the end of the season. at the end of the season in the last game. And so I think it doesn't really matter which team they play and who or when they play. They just want to get back to the 49er football way. I actually like your theory on what you think the 49ers or who you think the 49ers are going to play, whether it's, if it's going to be on a Saturday. But I plan to be out there from that Friday to Monday. And so, look, the 49ers are going to do their due diligence and get that divisional round. And you know what? Look, they got four options. I like this, right? Because I broke this down yesterday on Bleacher Report. They got four options that they can possibly be playing in that divisional round. All right. And so this is actually like a pretty cool, fun thing to do. So, you know, it could be the Packers, it could be the Rams, it could be the Eagles, or it could be the Buccaneers. And those are the four scenarios or the four teams the San Francisco 49ers need to prepare for, whether it's Saturday or Sunday. Now, I believe this will be the only Monday game, correct? And then
yeah,
after that,
one.
It's done. Yeah. So, like, in the next round, it'll be Saturday and Sunday again.
Correct. So for the divisional round, you got two games Saturday, you got two games Sunday, and then NFC Championship Sunday, you got two games Sunday, and then you got the Super Bowl. So that's it. The 49ers just got to win three games.
Three games.
That's it. And, you know, I went back. We had three separate three-win streaks this year. We had four separate three-win streaks last year. So they've done it seven times. It's right there on the precipice. Obviously, you want to win. And right here, shout out to my man, Devin. He's the best ever. He says, I know we wanted to win last week, but I think the biggest thing was to get out with very few injuries, got backups and playing time, didn't put too much on paper. Yeah, you nailed it. And I'm not too concerned about anybody, even Cleveland Farrell. It looks like not hearing any news. No news is good news.
No news is good news. And even he said it was, you know, it was precautionary to get up on the cart, like, you know, little optics, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, for people to think, oh, Cleveland Farrell might be injured for a while. Like, I love it. I love what the Niners are doing, but, you know, they still should have won that game, but at the end of the day, they didn't. And so they did get out of there with my new injuries, but they also took the L. So that's important because they have to figure out how to bounce back. And like John said, they were able to go on three-game winning streaks after a loss. So we'll see how it kind of pans out. This is a little different because, John, you know what I did yesterday? I went through the four scenarios.
Oh.
Right? And I broke down the weaknesses of each one of those opponents, which led me to say, give me Philly all day, every day.
They're so bad. They're
just terrible.
So bad.
Like, pass defense is bad. Run defense is medium. Their pass offense isn't as great, and they have a strong run game. But if you plan to take away the run and they're already struggling in the pass, you can play pass defense. Did you notice in that Michigan game that they played defense predominantly like the San Francisco 49ers? Did you peep that?
They're similar, man. You put the shell on top. You try to take away what they're best at. And then you force them to dink and dunk, and they couldn't do it. Texas, I don't know what the. Anyway, I don't want to get mad.
But I just want to know if this is going to be a trend from good old Steve Wilks, who possibly may be the head coach of a new team next year.
We're going to jump into that. Now, before we get off this Eagles, we got to celebrate all the Eagles' terribleness. host Chuck B, one of my best friends ever. You know Charles.
I know Chuck.
He's helped us with the. I don't have a show without Charles. One of my best friends from college, undergrad, and you know he helped push me into this space. He put this in our fantasy football chat, which means it's 100% fair use in the Twitter sphere and whatever this is. Here's what he said. He's a diehard Eagles guy. Diehard. He said, Eagles are such a waste of a playoff spot. I say that without emotion. They simply broke down schematically. No answer for the blitz. Absolute predictable play calling. Fire the OC and DC. Sirianni could get one more year. Maybe I'm okay if he leaves too.
Whew. There was no emotion in that? That sounds pretty.
He's always emotional.
I was ready to say that.
He's an Eagles fan. You have to hate everything.
I think if I know Chuck. And usually Chuck is the happy guy, right?
He is. He's a good dude.
He's not happy right now.
No, speaking of not happy, I got David Wallner in the house. What's up, buddy?
What's up, Dave?
Our resident Cowboys fan, if y'all who don't know, taught with David for several years, almost a decade. He's a diehard Cowboys fan. He says, John, how many losses for you? As many of the Cowboys? That is correct. But we did not lose 42-10 to anybody. Did the Cowboys lose 42-10 to anybody? Do you remember?
I don't remember.
Oh, yeah, it was the 49ers. That's right.
Oh, yeah. It happened in you know, the beginning of the season. It was in prime time, too. Go figure.
Yeah, I am hoping that we play the Cowboys again. Not that I'm cheering for them to win, because I think the best route of action would be Packers win, and then we know our matchup right off the bat. That'd be simple. Just simple, because they're the seventh seed. If the seventh seed wins, that's our matchup. If they lose, the sixth seed wins, the Rams, that's our matchup. If not, then we're playing the winner of the Eagles, Bucks. There's only those four teams. We're going to talk about that in a minute. Shout out to my man Tommy with Tommy. The Super Chat. He says, I hate Michigan, but love Hardball. I won't say those last two words. USC slogans do not apply here. What's up, Snoopy? He's coming in at both of them. I love it. Let's see here. John was the judge, jury. He said caught cheating. No alleged. I did. I threw that out there.
It's all
but
good, man.
It just water off his back. He's got a championship. There's nothing I could say. Yeah. There's nothing I could say. He's got it. Yeah. It's what it is. So let's do this, Wayne. Let's hear, because Shanahan was asked, like, man, are you scouting all four possible opponents this week? Like, what do you do as you wait? Because you just don't know. And so here's Shanahan talking about what the coaching staff's assignments are and what they're going to be doing over wild card week.
We'll dabble in it all. I mean, we got to do something with that stuff when we'll go crazy as coaches. But, you know, hopefully we'll find out by Sunday. Starting to hit me that I don't think we can officially find out to maybe Monday, because I know there's a Monday night game, so that'll be a little bit different. Haven't gone through that, so we'll definitely plan for all the possibilities and be halfway in on a bunch. And as soon as we get told, then we'll be 100% in.
Did you know that you can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks? You can turn $10 into $1,000. With basketball, hockey, college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. And here's what's great. You can get action on sports on more than 30 different states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. On top of that, you got playoff basketball actions on the horizon, and this is the best place to take advantage of all of basketball's postseason actions. Some of these player props. Nikolai Jokic for over 10 rebounds. Anthony Davis more than 2 blocks. Lillard, 4 three-pointers made. You get to pick exactly how you want to use your bets. So download the app today. Use code 49ers49ERS for a deposit match up to $100. Again, that's promo code 49ers for a first deposit match up to $100 over on Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error. Get the Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
There we go. And so I've been part of coaching staffs in the playoffs, and you literally divide and conquer. This is where quality control coaches, QCs, we call them GAs in high school, right? You say, all right, Chapman and Wayne, you guys got Green Bay. You go Steph and Johnny Dill, you guys got, you know, the Eagles, and you divide it up and you make sure you got an offense, defense, special teams. Usually it takes a little bit less time, so special teams coaches can do 2 or more games or 2 or more teams. And you've already played most of these teams. Like, that's huge. You haven't played the Packers, but you played the Rams twice. You played the Bucks and you played the Eagles. So you don't throw away those things. Even like my scouting report episodes that Coach Cruz helps me with right here. Shout out to the man, Coach Cruz. Like, we save that stuff. We go back and we edit and we add, but teams don't change a whole lot over the course of the season unless they're the Eagles and they just get horrid. But yeah, so they're going to be halfway prepared. Does that give you an advantage, Wayne?
I mean, especially if you beat them, right? You would think that gives you at least a slight edge, you know? And so for the 49ers, it's not, you know, it's not about being prepared. I think every week they're prepared. It's about
be
them
prepared.
It's about them executing, you know, and it's about how well they execute. And it's about being able to adapt if something doesn't go according to plan, right? And so have we seen that this season? Yup. But there have been times that we haven't seen it. So it's kind of like an inconsistent thing. But when you kind of have a one-up on a team and you've beat them, you know, you pretty much kind of know what to do. It's more pressure on the other team to counter what they think that they're going to get for you. Now, for me, the only curveball or slight curveball is this Rams team, and it's because it's a divisional matchup. And so, being that I know that the backups and the reserves were the team that won the game, God forbid, if anything was, you know, to happen to some of these Rams starters, we know that their backups could come in and they don't really slack off. And so, at the end, that's why I wanted to win this game. So, at the end of the day, that's the only game that could kind of go 50-50. But I think everything else for the San Francisco 49ers, minus not ever playing the Packers and the Detroit Lions, those games are kind of like, you know, we don't really know what it's going to be like to play them right now. But you got to go back on some old film and look at those games and this year's film. And those are the ones you really got to plan for. But you don't got to worry about Detroit in the divisional round. So it's the Packers. It's the Packers. What do you see from the Packers? Does Kyle Shanahan own Mr. LaFleur? I say yes. Does he own Sean McVay? I say yes, but those are some tough teams he's going to have to kind of like face. But I think the Niners got the one up. So I'm not really worried about these teams. They are always prepared. It's about how well they execute the preparation.
Yep, I'm with you there. I mean, if the 49ers play their game, they beat anybody in the NFL. I do believe they are the best team whenever they execute. You lost to the Ravens with 5 turnovers, and it was still way closer than 5 turnover game. You play a clean game there, I think you're going to be all right. Nigel asked this question. What happens if the Lions and Cowboys win? They would play the Eagles or Bucks. What day would that be? With the Eagles, Bucks playing Monday night, if you're playing it'll one of those,
Sunday.
It'd be guaranteed Sunday game.
Guaranteed Sunday, guys. Guaranteed. Because they need that extra day. And so the Niners would get an extra day. So it would even be more of a benefit. So this is great.
Yeah, you're getting the advantage. In the NFL, since they've changed to the one seed only getting the bye week, they always reward the number one seed even more in the divisional
playoffs.
Round.
Yeah.
So not only are you getting a full week of rest, you're getting extra day shorter for the opponent. And so you don't want the full 14 days off. You'd rather have 13, because then that would mean those teams are playing
correct.
6 days.
Days, correct.
And that's where that's at. So want to say, RTP, what's up, Matthew? He says, great graphic. And then we had like a really cool kind of like a whole thing talking about those helmets. We walked up.
Yes. That's what I was going to. I swear we walked on the moon, took the words right out my mouth.
Get
I was
going to
ask you.
Machines.
I was right. I was going to ask you how much money, because they used to be a quarter. But how much money did you spend just trying to get the Niners helmet?
Yeah. And they're in those little bubbles and you pop
in
them
the little
and
bubbles.
Transparent and then it's in there.
Yeah.
And 49er Jeff says they're called Hutch helmets. I did not know that.
Didn't know that. I didn't know that either.
Did not know that.
Hutch.
Dude, sorry. I love it. Ty says, what's up, faithful? Absolutely love Ty, man. He's a celebrity. I need to talk to Ty. We need to talk soon. Right here, Brett, he says, hey, Breezy, could you please send some prayers my way? Really need them. Not sure
absolutely.
What that's about, but, man, we love you, brother. Yeah. I hope everything's cool with that. Hope everything's cool. Now, let's talk just a little bit about the 49ers schedule, because Kyle Shanahan said their first practice is this week or today. So they're practicing Tuesday. And here's kind of how he said they're going to handle this whole bye week and what days are off, what days are on.
We'll have 2 days. We practice real hard. We'll probably have 1 day. We just do like a team conditioning thing, not much football, but we'll have 2 days. We practice real hard.
And so he said 2 days off, 2 days on. And so they're just going to kind of take it chill. 2 days off, 2 days on. That's kind of the thing they're going to be recycling. So 2 hard practices this week, 1 conditioning day. That's 3 practices in a 7-day period. That's 4 days off, Wayne.
Look, the Niners earned it though, right? So like this is their bye week. They'll probably get back to the get backing, you know, come next week when they really know, you know, on Monday night who they have to face, right? To where they can start zeroing in on. But there's no one to really zero in on. And you talked about the art of war and dividing and conquering. That's what they're gonna do. And so you don't want to practice and over practice, but there's going to be two hard days on of practice for the San Francisco 49ers because, unfortunately, things happen in practice as well. Sometimes they're not so good things. So, look, I think Kyle has the plan. Listen, guys, we finished the season 12-5, and we secured the first round in the playoffs. It's our first round, first seed in the playoffs. At this point, it's just trust Kyle and leave it at that. Like, that's where we leave it. Don't think we have to over-practice to beat any of these teams because at the end of the day, the 49ers, and I know it comes off very cocky-ish, but that's not what I mean. Like, you guys have watched the San Francisco 49ers, and if you go and watch all five of their losses, what did they do? They didn't execute properly, and they beat themselves, literally.
Yeah,
just got to get out their own head. I don't care what position it is. Get out your head, shake stuff off, and find a way to execute.
There we go. You take care of your stuff. You know what I mean? And that's kind of what you do. And we'll talk a little bit more later in the show about what teams you would prefer. And we're going to go through some this or that with Wayne, which I always love because the dude's so smart. And dude predicts scores of games more common than anybody else. Now, let's talk about this. The 49ers are in jeopardy of losing some guys. Not players, but coaches and staff. So we've got two interviews set up. The first one is, you know, our basically number two GM player of personnel, president of personnel, Adam Peters, who's been great. It was funny. I don't remember what city we were in. Maybe it was Minnesota.
Oh, yeah, it was Minnesota.
For our event.
Yeah.
And I'm holding the door open for the 49ers invasion, just helping out as best I can. And then sure enough, I look up and I do a double take and I'm like, what? And I look up, and sure enough, it's freaking John Lynch and Adam Peters jogging right in front of me. And I was like, hey. And so, like, I went and snapped a picture. I probably should have loaded that. But I was like, hey, what's up, Lynch? What's up, Peters? And they're like, hey. And then they, like, get away from this psycho. Anyway, he's got an interview today in Miami, of all places. Not for the Dolphins, but for the Commanders opening GM position. What are your thoughts on this?
Listen, man, it's well deserved, right? And so, like, I know us as faithful, we don't want to let people go and things like that. But it's the real world. Everybody deserves an upgrade. And if there was no room for him to upgrade here in San Francisco, if the opportunity wasn't here and there's an opportunity that knocks, you have to respect that he's being respected throughout the league. And I want to see players strive. I mean, and coaches strive just as well. So, you know, we talk about our players go get that money. Well, Adam Peters deserves it too. And we know how he drafts. We know how he evaluates players. We know how he evaluates the later rounds in the draft. And that's a gift. And now we can kind of like see, like, can we keep this up? I kind of want to see if the San Francisco 49ers scouting and drafting continues to stay in the realm that it's been. It went from bad to great, right? And so was it Adam Peters? Did John Lynch learn anything with Adam Peters here being in the building, even though John Lynch held the title of GM? And you see that they made Adam Peters assistant GM. And so at the day, it's time for him to get that job. And, you know, unless John Lynch retired or moved out or did something, he wasn't going to get it here. So I'm actually happy for Adam Peters. I know a lot of people want him to be here, but listen, if they're going to hire him, go do your thing, bro.
Yeah, you always celebrate other people's success. I want to keep him. I think Peters is one of the guys in charge of our day three drafting success, which we're going to talk about here in a minute. So I want to keep him, but I will say this. If you're getting to go to, it's new ownership. It's not the old Washington Commanders and the worst ownership in pro sports. It's new ownership, and they're giving the GM the hire first, which means he would be able to pick his coach. So they're basically saying you can have it all, big dog. And so we'll just kind of have to see what that looks like. I don't want him to leave.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I would prefer to win a Super Bowl. John Lynch goes back to broadcasting. Adam Peters steps into the GM role. That's what I want to happen. But, hey, man, there's only 32 of these gigs. And Adam Peters has declined interviews in the past. And we've kind of seen that. That's the mold. The first time they get offered interviews, they go interview, then they decline it. The second time, the second offseason, they take it. That's kind of the way that it goes. What's up, Paul Hope? Appreciate you, man.
What's good, brother Paul?
He's the absolute best, man. I love it. Now, also Steve Wilks. Steve Wilks getting head coaching consideration.
Listen, same freaking sentiments, right? Look, everybody, you know, thought that Steve Wilks wasn't going to be able to come in here and do what the D'Amico Ryans did and keep that up and he actually finished with a better defense. They had more interceptions than they had the year D'Amico Ryans was here. And you know, they finished, what, eighth in turnovers. You know, they didn't get a lot of forced fumbles, a lot of teams. But they finished tied for first in interceptions, right? 22 interceptions on the season. They were out there balling. They did exactly what he said he wanted them to do. Yep. Limit explosive plays and create turnovers. And he did that. And, I mean, we knew getting him that he had the ability to be a head coach in the NFL. And so when he comes in, and you can say he took the stack defense, okay, and made it work, but he had a lot of young players on this defense that he had to get right. And I don't want to see him go because I don't think that that young secondary is all the way polished. I want one more year of him, like, doing that. But listen, if he gets the opportunity to become a head coach again, you got to push him. You got to accept it, and you got to be happy for the man because he should have got the head coaching opportunity in Carolina.
They're kicking themselves now.
Talk about it. He should have got that opportunity, and the one thing we know is that the players love him, and so I love him as well. So if he happens to become the head coach of a new team, congratulations to Steve Wilks as well.
Yeah, he deserves it. Now, Gammon, shout out to Gammon in the super chat. He says, what are your opinions on the NFL diversity and hiring incentives? Are they effective? Has the on-field quality improved? I'll say this. So one thing, if Steve Wilks did get hired this year, the 49ers would not be receiving compensation picks, which they've received more than any other franchise out there because all of their guys keep getting hired. We have lost three head coaches that went on to take head coaches, Sala, McDaniel, D'Amico, and we've lost one general manager, Martin Mayhew. So that's four top tier. That doesn't count all the assistants and whatever else. And for those of you who don't know, if a minority hire leaves your program and takes the head coaching job or the number one personnel job, aka GM, then the team that lost that person would receive 2 third-round picks, compensation picks. So I'll say this. Number one, the 49ers have dominated this. Number two, Kyle Shanahan had all those people in place, not Steve Wilks. He just came over last year. All of them in place before the incentive was ever even created. Like, he didn't hire them for this incentive. And so I think what it has done is it has created a place for people to promote from within and to look at minority hires within a better light. I don't think that this created a better platform for them to be hired as the head coach GM. I think it created a better platform for them to get promoted up into places of play callers, coordinators, and I think that's huge. Who's losing out here? I don't see a victim or a loss, so I think it's worked out really well. What do you think, Wayne?
Well, I think I like the incentive because no one loses out. It's a win-win, right? And so you look at it like if you hire a minority coach and they stand out and they do very well, the incentive is, hey, man, it's unfortunate we're going to lose you, but guess what? We get compensation picks, right? And so, like, compensatory picks, right? And so, like, that's a win-win for every organization. It's not just for the San Francisco 49ers. It's for all the 32 teams in the NFL. It just so happens that there's not a head coach or general manager in the league that can take a rule or incentive and literally stretch that mother trucker out all the way, squeeze it out, get every ounce of what they want to get out. It just so happens that they were really good at that. That's being really good at your job. It's almost like being a defense attorney.
Yeah.
And knowing your client effed up, but your job ain't to prove that they effed up. Your job is to prove that you can find some type of loophole in the law and get them free. Whatever it is, I think Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch do a really good job, not just in this incentive program, but think about all the different things that they do. When you bring these two in here and they change the entire culture of a team, we went from having all these bad boys and guys getting arrested to you know, almost going down that same trajectory with a couple of players that we drafted early, but that's flipped. And then when you look at this particular rule that's been set by the NFL, it's not like the 49ers said it, but the NFL set this incentive rule for minorities. It's just that the 49ers keep churning over great coaches. And so they're going to take advantage of it because they know that those coaches that they hire, for one, are going to be good. They're going to end up doing well in this particular organization. And then they get another opportunity to be a head coach. That's just great. It's a win-win. I don't look at it in any negative way.
I don't know how anybody could see it in a negative. It's only positive. And shout out to Nigel. I misspoke. I said we lost one person that became a GM and Martin Mayhew. No, two. Ron Carthon. Yeah. I missed Tennessee. That is a mistake on me, and I apologize. Thank you. Always, always, always call me out. I freaking love that. And, you know, I really hope, I do really hope we get to keep him. I do. Not because I want the compensation pick, but because I love Wills.
Yeah. I want to see what he does in year two, a second year in the draft. Okay. Like, I want to see what it's going to be like.
Man, that's just me. Secondary is finally good.
Like, they're like everyone, though. Like, and then you get Talanoa Hufanga back next year. He'll be on his contract year. And Steve Wilks, that's why he was brought here in the first place. I don't know. I'm being petty. I don't want him to go anywhere, but he's going to be offered. If he's going to be offered a job, congratulations.
I will say we have our pick of whatever DC we wanted because we've turned into a training program for head coaches. If you want to be a head coach,
here it is.
You want to come here. It doesn't matter what the hell you do. Eddie G, look at this. He's saying congratulations on the national championship. And a few people will get this. Thomas says, you remember that South Park episode? To Dirk and Germ. Yeah, one of the best episodes of all time. Anyway, we will move on from that. Now, let's talk about this, okay? We're talking about Adam Peters and we're talking about the GM and all that stuff. The official 2023 season has concluded. Now we're in the postseason and all those things. And now is the time that teams can actually extend the 2021 draft class. Now, Obviously the 49ers will not be doing this currently because we're in the playoffs, but per the CBA, the collective bargaining agreement, teams can now enter into negotiations and extensions with the 2021 draft class. Now, this draft class for the 49ers is probably one of the most polarizing draft classes in the history of the Shanahan era. So I'll list off all the draft picks, and some will hurt, some will feel very good. And then we'll talk about I want to hear from Wayne. What is your list of order of extending these players, if there is any? That's what I want to talk about. So here's the draft, and it's good and bad. We trade up for Trey Lance in the first, didn't work out. Second round, trade back, Aaron Banks, worked out. Third round, traded up, Trey Sermon, didn't work. Third round, comp pick, Ambry Thomas. Fifth round, Jalen Moore. Fifth round, Demo. Fifth round, Talanoa Hufanga. Sixth round, Elijah Mitchell. So my question to you, Wayne, what is your order of extending these players, if at all?
I'm looking at the list and I'm trying to figure out how many on this list are extendable And it's a 3-4. If I was playing spades, man, I got three.
Four starters out of this draft, which is crazy.
It's crazy, but did they become starters by default? That's another question too, right?
So you would ask. Banks is a starter.
Yeah.
Ambry Thomas, he's a nickel starter. Demo's a starter. Talanoa Hufanga's a starter.
Yeah.
Elijah Mitchell's backup.
Well, Jaylen he's a starter. Backup. It just so happens that you went and traded for Christian McCaffrey, which made him the backup. Fair. You know, and that's it. That's why I said 3-4. And so you got to extend Aaron Banks. I'm going to put him in order. So just give me a second. But these are the four. Number two, Aaron Banks. I would say Diamador Lenore, Talanoa Hufanga. And then it's a toss up between Ambry Thomas and Elijah Mitchell. Right.
So you put Banks first.
No, I'm going to put Talanoa Hufanga first because he's the all-pro.
I think so. But the injury. So, like, it's I put this one, out on Twitter and everybody's like,
It's an injury, but he also is an all-pro.
But you got to let him come back and see how it goes, right? Like, because you don't extend
him. Yeah, because you don't. I mean, you can extend him, but it doesn't have to. I mean, what's the numbers? Like, you know what I mean? Like, the injury is going to hurt his contract, but the all-pro is going to help his contract. It's one of them weird things. But, yeah, you got to put in the factors for the team that's going to benefit the team because he's coming back from an ACL. But any player in here could get injured. He just has the injury. Diamador Lenore would probably be my number. Like, is he replaceable? No.
I don't think so. He does. He plays everything.
Right. So is he number? He would be two, and then Aaron Banks would be three. So those are my three strong.
I agree completely.
Strongs, right? And then it's a toss-up between Ambry Thomas and Elijah Mitchell. Now, we drafted a bunch of cats.
I am not extending Elijah Mitchell for the life of me.
I got you, and I understand. Because you got Mason. I don't think you extend Ambry Thomas either. I think it's just three strongs, Eric Dane. I think it's three strongs. You let Ambry test free agency. And you offer him a contract.
Yeah, I'd like to keep Ambry. That's a guy I want to keep because he's played well. You know, he's had 2 years of good play.
For sure.
But it doesn't mean he deserves top flight money. But if he wants to stay here on a value contract, that'd be huge.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest, Aaron Banks has played his worst month of football. He's playing through a toe injury. So how much do you hold that against him? I don't know. But like Aaron Banks hasn't been Aaron Banks.
He hasn't been Aaron Banks due to the injuries, though. So look, you ain't got many options on the offensive line. And you know when Aaron Banks is healthy and he's out there, he's pretty dominant on the left side.
But Feliciano's better than he is. Why not just roll forward with Feliciano?
Because you still need Feliciano there
and then Burford on the right side. That's
because
cheaper.
Aaron Banks is better than Burford.
Not this past month, but he is overall. I agree.
It's tough.
I want three. I like having three guards. It's been kind of fun just rotating
them in
and out.
I think the new swing guard position, I think that's something that Kyle Shanahan is going to start trending in the NFL. It's usually a tackle. And now you go get tackles, and now you have that one guard that can kind of swing and play center and things like that. But I see you guys having four. I don't think you extend Elijah Mitchell, but I wouldn't be surprised if teams offer him a contract and he takes a contract with the Niners. The Niners probably, I mean, these guys are unrestricted. It's not like they're restricted. So if somebody offers them a contract, yeah. And I'm with Sonya. Like, I guarantee you he won't be injured on any other team in the NFL because he's going to get the opportunity to play.
There you go. There you go. I'm liking all these comments, and everybody's got their different stuff in there. I think it's fun, and it's good. You know, Jalen Moore, he wants to come back on a one-year vet minimum deal because let's just say we win the Super Bowl and Trent rides off in the sunset. I don't mind him being a backup option, but that's it. I don't think any plan for Jalen Moore to be a starting left tackle is smart at all. But a backup left tackle, I'm perfect with that. I don't mind that at all.
I mean, I guess the question is, with more reps and consistency with the offensive line, can he get there? And I don't know. I'm drafting a tackle. I'm sorry. I'm drafting a sure thing. But like you said, if you can, you don't extend Jalen Moore though, right? Like you don't have to extend him.
You let him play out his contract. You let him play Elijah Mitchell play out his contract. Jalen Moore play out his contract.
There you go.
Ambry Thomas play out.
Play out his contract. Yeah.
Demo, Talanoa, and Banks are the only ones I would consider. And to be honest with you, I'm letting Banks play out his contract too. Demo and Talanoa are the only two I'm like, hey, if you'll take a Drake Greenlaw team friendly deal, we want you here.
I could dig it.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. Real quick question here, Gammon. If Peters was the new Washington general manager, does Martin Mayhew come back?
That's a good question.
Players and coaches and personnel usually don't like to revert. Scangarello was about the only one, and that lasted like 3 months, and they kicked him out. Like, people want to grow, especially these young, ambitious times. Going back and regressing, usually not the way to go. I would be happy for Martin Mayhew to come back. But from his standpoint, you go build relationships somewhere else. You already got the Shanahan tree thing down. I would love to have him back, but I doubt that's going to take place. I would be happy for it, but for him, I don't see how that would be beneficial personally. I don't know. Maybe it would be. I don't know, because you're still not going to be GM.
And then you got to ask yourself, I mean, like, who will why does the Niners need anyone? I mean, look, at the end of the day, they'll probably promote within, right? And the assistant general manager position was created for Peters. Like, it was created for Peters. Like, it was a bump up in his pay grade with a new title because John Lynch was still here. And I honestly just want John Lynch to be the general manager, just like he's been, and the Niners to focus on other things. Like, Kyle Shanahan, get a fucking offensive coordinator. Like, do that. And I know that's never going to happen, but that would be really cool. Like, does Kyle Shanahan trust anyone like he did Mike McDaniel?
Mike McDaniel wasn't the OC, though, either.
He wasn't, but he technically was the run game coordinator. Like, something.
Slowick for 1 year, man.
Yeah.
That was it. I like Slowick going to be a head coach. That dude's going to be freaking interviewed for head coaching.
In a couple of seasons, he's gone.
Gosh, man. I mean, it's just, if you know the Shanahan tree, it just works. RTP, what's up? He says, John, our secondary hasn't been this solid since I don't know how long.
That's the key.
And we got backups, playing backups.
I mean, when Taylor Hawkins comes in and gets his first interception of his career, it's like, okay, this is a nice rotated safety position. Like whoever goes here is going to have an opportunity to make a play on a ball, and congratulations to Taylor Hawkins. But we saw that with Jair Brown, and we saw it when Talanoa Hufanga was starting. And, you know, so I love the secondary, but you have to give credit to where it starts. And where it starts is with Steve Wilks. You have to give him credit. And then the secondary coaches, your linebacker coaches, and then those coaches get the credit as well. But those players go out and they execute, man. And that's something really good. The secondary has been pretty good. Think about it. We've watched quarterbacks. To me, the pass rush is still the issue, but we've watched quarterbacks have 7 seconds to throw a goddamn ball. You mean to tell me our secondary was covered for 7 seconds and they didn't get a penalty flag?
Yeah.
That's how you know they got better.
Jax, the ever amazing Jax Knox. What's appreciate up, Jax? The super chat. She says, Wayne and John, what team could possibly make the game hard for us? Who would you like for us to play? Let's do a little bit of a this or that as we get into, let's start with the most obvious seeds. Let's do this. Mm. Okay. So let's start this section. This is the Wayne, this or that. I ask him questions and I just learn. Who would you rather play between the Packers or the Rams?
Oh, the Packers, 100,758,000,000%. Like, it's not a question. And it's not that I'm scared of the Rams. I don't think people understand the logic and why you kind of want to stay away from the Rams. You want the Rams to get eliminated. It's just the extra added pressure, right? You got another divisional. You got a divisional round division matchup. That's the pressure when you look at the Rams. When you look at that sixth seed, you got a divisional round, divisional matchup against a team that you've already played two times. Now, to me, that's added pressure. That means coaches got to be on their A++ games. Players got to be on their A++ games. There are really not many new tendencies that you're going to get from these two teams. It's going to be bang, 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 probably low to medium scoring. and all the way down to the clock strikes 0-0-0. Now, I know last year when we played the Seattle Seahawks, it was a little different, but I felt different against the Seahawks. I felt like they didn't have the same pizzazz. They didn't have a better quarterback. They didn't have a greater quarterback. I think Matthew Stafford is light years ahead of Geno Smith, and that's where it starts.
That's easy.
So now you're getting a better quarterback. When you look at the Green Bay Packers, you're getting, you know, a guy that's been in the league for a few years. The Packers
more
in
touchdown
my
passes than Brock Purdy.
He does.
I think they tied with fewer interceptions, I think. Or okay. He has one more touchdown.
I know Brock Purdy finished with 33 touchdowns, but he also didn't play in the last game.
That's true. That is true.
You know, and you know, stinking ass Cowboys made sure Dak Prescott played in the last game so he can get that record for most touchdowns. Well, second. He's thinking second because I think Josh Allen had 40, finished with 44. But at the end of the day.
Yeah, Jordan Love 32 and Brock Purdy 31, Dak 36.
If you factor in their rushing touchdowns, maybe Brock Purdy had 33?
Perhaps.
Okay. Maybe that's why Josh Allen had 44, because I don't remember him throwing 44 touchdowns.
No, he did not. Josh Allen had 29 touchdown passes this year.
Yeah, and I know people say they're not scared of a dang NFC team, and I'm not saying I'm scared. She asked me. The question would be the most difficult, and I think it would be against the Rams because you're playing your disciple or your counterpart or your whatever at the end of the day. Even though you're going to be playing that again in Green Bay, I don't think they're talented enough to beat the talent on the San Francisco 49ers, and that's what it comes down to. Now, Green Bay has the strongest secondary. The Rams' defense isn't as great, but their offense is better than Green Bay's offense, and so that's correct. Why the game would be a little different.
Okay, next game, Bucks or Eagles? Which one's more difficult?
You know what?
These are the two teams I want to play. I want to play
I want to play the 4 or 5 seed too. You know, with the Bucks, you're going to get a top 5 run defense. But their pass defense, you can take advantage of it. I wouldn't be surprised. How about this? Brock Purdy is 2-0 against the Bucks. I want the Bucks, but. I really want the revenge NFC game playoff revenge. Give me Eagles.
I want nothing but pain. Now, if you're coming out, shout out to Peachy Brown. She's the best. She says, look, if you're coming out, join John Breezy and the rest of the crew for some pregame fun this season. That's right, baby. We've got our 49ers Rush Road Trip.com tailgate party for the division round. Tickets are up. No matter when we play, we will be there 3.5 hours before the game. Unlimited premium beverages, food, giveaways, trivia, music, you name it, TVs. We got it all set up. So go get your tickets now. 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. Breezy's coming out. That's worth the price of admission alone. Ooh. 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 Breezy's playlists are better than my playlist. It's not even.
I doubt it. I highly doubt it. John knows a lot about music. Don't let him fool you.
I can't build playlists for crap, man. It's like one of the least. I'm not good at that. I am just not good at that. Anyway, all right, let's do some more this or that. Here we go. Divisional round. Who starts at safety? Do you put Jair Brown next to Tayshaun?
If he's healthy,
or
he
Logan
goes back.
Ryan?
First of all, I don't want to see Logan Ryan on the football field. Second of all, if Jair Brown is healthy, he's got to go out there. Now, I think Logan Ryan could come in for a play or two or whatever like that for sure, but I'm starting that rookie out there. He was building tread. He was dominant out there. Yeah, they all take poor angles. That's the one thing I feel like is most consistent with the safeties. It didn't matter if it was telling no Hufanga. They just angle. They all fell geometry. They got to get back into 10th grade mindset and get back into angles. That's what it is. But at the end of the day, yes. I want Jair Brown out there if he's healthy and he's good to go.
Okay. All right, here we go. Let's go to the offensive side. Feliciano starting at one of the guard positions, no matter what. Who's the other guard starter? When your money's on the line, choose a trusted sports book that gives you tools to win, like MyBookie. And MyBookie doesn't matter if your team's up or down. You can easily cash out or bet the game live to come out on the winning side. Use MyBookie for daily odds boost, same game parlays. I like teasers. And take advantage of the huge prize pool contest. Plus, My bookie currently has a no strings attached cash bonus that lets you deposit, withdraw quick. Carries a one-time rollover. Can't find that anywhere else. Just use promo code 49ers, 49ERS, or scan the QR code on this video right next to my face here to claim your own cash deposit bonus now. That's promo code 49ers. So try my money bag. You basically roll the dice and it picks a team and gives you extraordinary, extraordinary odds on who's going to win the Super Bowl. Lots of fun options there. So bet anything, anytime, anywhere. And I do mean anywhere, wherever you are, you can bet with my bookie. Just make sure you use the promo code 49ERS and let's go. Let's make some money together. Banks or Burford?
It's got to be Aaron Banks.
Aaron Banks.
Aaron Banks will be the starter in left guard. Got him on Trent's
Feliciano
side,
on the right side.
And Feliciano on the right.
I think that's the way to do it. Man, I do like Burford.
I like Burford too. Like, listen, Burford's one of my favorite people and players. It's just like, I don't even think, why not start Burford and keep Feliciano as the rotative piece? That's the way I would go. Keep your starting lineup intact. If there's an injury, that's when Feliciano becomes the starter.
Whoa. So you would not start Feliciano?
Nah, I think you go with Burford. You go with Burford and Banks. They've been your starters all season long.
Feliciano's so much better than both of them.
He doesn't give up any. He hasn't given up any sacks this year, and I understand that. But
all right, I like the disagreement there. I'm starting Feliciano first.
I got you.
And then I'm like, all right, I would probably do Banks if his toe's better. Banks with a bad toe is not good.
That's my point, right?
So hopefully this bye week he gets right, hopefully. I mean, he just played, so he can play. But I'm starting Feliciano. I would start Feliciano over our center, over our guard, over our guard. I would start Feliciano over Colton McKivitz if I had the option.
Hey,
freaking love Feliciano.
Yeah, Feliciano is definitely been a breath of fresh air. He's been this year's Daniel Brunskill, and the Niners need a player like that. I don't know. I just, whatever Kyle puts out there, I'm rocking with it. Feliciano's been one of the best additions to the offensive line, but I don't think Burford has been that bad. And McKivitz is, they've had bad moments, and that's the issue.
Yeah,
it's a matchup thing.
And the good news is now we have depth. That's a cool thing right here.
Yes.
We've got three safeties that I do not mind playing. We've got three guards I do not mind playing. We have three tackles. Trent is above and beyond amazing. But Jalen Moore coming in, he played in the NFC Championship, you know, just over a year ago. Like, you've got some depth there, which is exciting. But I'm like, oh. Right here, and I like the disagreement.
I never said that he wasn't better. I just told you who I would start.
Continuity. Yeah, and that weighs a lot on the offensive line. All right, here we go. Kickoff returner. I know Ray Ray's back, and he's going to be doing punt returns.
It's got to be Ray Ray on punts and kickoff.
Debo Mason.
It's the playoffs. Ray-Ray? It's got to be Debo, man.
Ooh, bringing the fire, man.
It's the play. It's the playoffs. It's win or go home.
Playoffs.
it's winter go home for me.
Ooh, that's salty. I like
and,
it.
And is it me or does Debo seem extra healthy? Like mentally,
he's been
too.
That Pedialyte. He knows he's on that John Chapman. Wayne knows about the Pedialyte, man. Anytime I go into a city, first thing I do is buy like four Pedialytes. And then I crush one before bed, and I crush one before right as soon as I wake up, and then I go drink alcohol all day at the parties, and then I repeat, and it works out all right.
And if you can't find Pedialyte, it's the Gatorades, which
the
I prefer
Gatorade.
Because Pedialyte tastes like
it does. It tastes like health. You can feel it. It's vitamins.
It's for babies. That's what I think. When they can't taste stuff anymore.
I look like a gigantic baby, Wayne. Come on, man.
Say
Let's
less.
Just be honest.
It's just finding Pedialyte. That's the issue.
It is. That is the difficult part of the whole thing. Now, let's say this, and we'll bring this show to a close. Now, I do want to update everybody just on the schedule. Tomorrow, I am going to be like the 49ers. I'm taking a day off. I don't do this very well. But the Steph and Wayne show is still tomorrow, 8 a.m. Mm-hmm. And then on Friday, the John and Wayne show will be early because Wayne's got another gig, so I'm excited about that. What time Friday?
It'll be your 8 a.m. So my 11 a.m.
8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m.
Eastern.
Eastern. There we go. I was going to figure it out. I was just going through the – I have to count over the time zones, Wayne. I'm slow, man. I'm slow. But, man, this has been a great show. The community, I just want to say thank you to everybody that's out there. This was a lot of fun. And we're just going to keep bringing content. Now, Wayne, how do we get to your Patreon, and what are you working on over there? Because I know you crush it over there every freaking week.
Yeah, it's patreon.com/ the Wayne Breezy. Everything's the Wayne Breezy or at the Wayne Breezy.
So. Capital T.
Capital. I'm just trying to make stuff, you know, easier for people to find. And I'm excited. I'm excited because the playoffs are here, but I kind of too just want to rest with the players. I think we'll go 2 days on, 2 days off or something like
that's
what
they're doing. That's what they're doing. Why can't we do it? I'm just saying. I want to be like Adam Peters and go to Miami right now, but that's not
how
part.
Cool is it that they're interviewing in Miami for the Washington.
I know. I want to be at the point where somebody wants to interview me and I'm like, okay, but it's in Miami.
Right.
We're not in Miami and neither
everything
are
needs to be
we're
in Miami.
We're interviewing in Miami.
Speaking of Miami, I can't wait to go next year because we're going to be in Miami and we're going to be in Tampa. Like two Florida trips? Let's go. Oh,
I forgot to even bring this up.
You didn't forget because I just mentioned it.
There we go. The 2024 opponents, looking forward, that's set. So the home games for the 49ers, you got your division, Cardinals, Rams, Seahawks. But we got Bears at home, Lions at home, Jets, Patriots, Chiefs, Cowboys. And then the away games for all the rush road trips, which I'm excited about. Division again, Cardinals, Rams, Seahawks, but Packers, Vikings, Dolphins, Bills, Bucks.
I've never been to Green Bay. I didn't make it to either. Minnesota, and I've never been to Buffalo. That's going to be a nice little 8-hour trip to Buffalo.
It's 8 hours for you? Dang.
Yeah.
That's far for us.
It's up there. But here's the funny thing, right? You ready?
Oh.
What if the NFL computer scheduling god decides to do us the biggest injustice ever, right?
Uh-oh.
Which they can't because you got to put a home game in here. So this is just my stupid brain thinking, right? What if they give us 3 out of the 4 games in December? And one
I don't
and,
want that.
I okay,
don't
want I know. I know. But what if 3 out of the 4 games in December? Shut up. One is a home game, right? Right? One is a home. But what if 3 games are this? You ready? Buffalo, Green Bay, and the Vikings.
So Vikings is indoors. So that's
okay,
good.
So that's good, but it's not cold in there?
It's cold everywhere, and no matter when you go there, it's cold. But when you get inside, it's not cold. It was actually hot.
Okay. But, so that's a safe. So that's a cool.
Dude, the first thing I do when the schedule comes out is I literally am just like, please, no Packers or Bills December. Because if it's I not saying I won't go. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying I don't like cold weather, man.
I know,
if I'm
but
going
just
skiing, that's okay. But
can you tell me how crazy that would be? Like, what if we get Green Bay the first week in December, and then
no.
you get Buffalo around Christmas time?
No.
Bro.
I'll do one of them. That's what we'll do.
I'm just prepared to freeze. I've never been to the frozen tundra.
Dude, I don't want to. Why would
Buffalo,
you
it snows 8 feet of snow
I don't
every
want
year.
That, right here, we walk the moon. Appreciate the super chat. He says, I will be in Buffalo for my first road trip if you guys are there. The plan is to go there. Now, usually when the schedule comes out and we're picking our games.
Well, no one may.
Yeah. We got to figure that out. So we've got time, but we know where we're going. And I know home crowd doesn't want to listen to this in the season ticket holders, but we get 9 home games next year. This is part of the 17th game edition. One of these might be an overseas game. So would not be shocked at all. So something just to kind of stay tuned. I don't want to lose
that Patriots. That Patriots game might be an overseas game. They get overseas games.
They do. So would not be shocked at all. But no matter what it is, we're going to be having a blast together. We don't stop. The 49ers rush road trip and the whole team, we still going. We're building to the Super Bowl, and we're already putting some details there. We're going to be tailgating for both the divisional and NFC championship. And if we make it to the Super Bowl, which I think we will, we're going to have events on events on events. We're putting together a giant night before party. We're putting together a tailgate. We're putting together a watch party for the people that can't afford the tickets in there. we're just going all out, man. So events on events on events. So hopefully you guys get to come out. Wayne, this has been a blast. Walk us out of here, my friend. The national championship winner.
Woo! Faithful. Woo. You've been faithful for 18 weeks, and we got three more to go, four more to go. It's going to be fun. A fun ride. We don't play into the divisional round, which is in 2 weeks. Enjoy Super Wild Card Weekend. Have some fun. Spend time with the family. Until the next time, stay strong, faithful.
Hey, faithful. Are you facing challenges getting new clients for your business? Power Brand Systems is changing the game for many businesses like yours. Score touchdowns worth of quality leads with their innovative online marketing tools. And also, I got to say this. The owner is part of the Faithful, close friend of mine. He helped build the 49ersrush.com, which is feeding my family. Whether you're aiming to skyrocket your business visibility with high converting ads, stand out on Google searches, or gather 5-star reviews, Power Brand Systems has got your back. And my favorite thing about what they do, they have a social media planner feature that's a true game changer. I've been using it, post flow effortlessly across various social media accounts. You won't find this level of convenience anywhere else. And on top of that, you can try it for 14 days completely risk-free. Visit PowerBrandSystems.com/John, J-O-H-N. That's PowerBrandSystems.com/John to get started today. Because let's face it, when it comes to boosting your business, why make it complicated? Keep it simple. Keep it smart. Here's to your unstoppable success.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.